We are doing Avat Chesed, and we had said last time that the Chafetz Chaim came to a conclusion that really the concept of Chesed is throughout the Torah and it's unlimited. And he says, I can't really encompass how each mitzvah pertains to Chesed, because I really realized that there's an infinite amount of areas where the Torah teaches us Chesed. And then the Chafetz Chaim had said, "V'akolu mitzat tuvo v'chasdo," and all of this stems from God's being good and His kindness, that He commanded us also to assist our fellow men. And there's a footnote on this. We'll read the footnote now. "V'nuchal lomar shekol ze ramuz b'pasuk." We could say that all of this is really alluded to in the verse. "Hakohanim lo ameru ayei Adonai." The prophet Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu, initially says, the priests, they don't ask where is God, and those that are holding on to the Torah, the rabbis, they don't know me, God says. That in essence, the prophet is complaining about 2 points. Aleph, firstly, שכל כך שכחו קרוב לחורבן שהשם יתברך משגיח בעולם, that as they neared the period of the destruction of the first temple, they completely forgot the concept that God is watching over the world. עד שאפילו הכהנים המיוחדים לעבודתו, till it reached the point that even the priests who were singled out, what was their purpose in life? The service of God. וודאי בדורות הראשונים, and certainly the priests in earlier generations, certainly they recognized that God was watching over the world very much. And specifically in the temple, that they could recognize God's watching over them with every footstep, as is known from the miracles that were in the temple. You have a place where you're mass producing meat. They're slaughtering hundreds of cattle every day, and you don't see a fly in the place. You ever see such a thing? You guys ever go to the shuk? Oh, you ever see how they take off one piece of meat from the truck, and you have flies all over it? In the Beit HaMikdash, one of the miracles was that you had hundreds of pieces of meat going around all day, and there wasn't one fly in the whole temple. So no flies. Chazal enumerate, we'll get to in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, that there were 10 miracles daily in the temple. You walk into the temple, there were 10 things that a person might be able to notice, that sometimes some of them you could notice, some of them you wouldn't necessarily see, but there were 10 things that were unusual, and the Kohanim witnessed these miracles daily. So with every footstep they should have recognized that God is watching over the world. And even they, the Kohanim who were in the temple, gam hem einam shoalim ata klal ayei Hashem. Even they, at this point, are not questioning where is God. They're not asking at all. Umadua lo min kar hashgachato. They're not asking, why don't we see the fact that God's watching over us? En zot rak, this must be because shedavar ze zaz min libam kol ikar, because they've totally removed this concept from their hearts. And that's why they're holding on to their sin. So the first concept that Yirmiyahu is lamenting is that even the Kohanim do not question where is God, because they're completely removed from the concept of Hashgacha. Od zot, secondly, the verse says, "Sheinam makirim klal et godel tuvo v'chasdo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu." They don't recognize, the Jewish people at the period of the end of the first temple, they don't recognize the great good, the great kindness of God at all. Sha'afilu tofsei Torah, it reached a point, the prophet is lamenting, that even those that are holding on to the Torah, shelomdim Torato, that they're learning God's Torah, v'ayalem litbonen mimitzvotav, v'chukav et kvodo yitbarach, and they should have taken note of God's mitzvos, God's statutes. From there they should have recognized God's honor, blessed be He, shu tov, that God is good, v'rachum b'tishiyur, and He is compassionate beyond measure. Gam kin lo yeda'uni, even those that are holding on to the Torah, you're learning Torah. What do you see in the Torah? You see that God cares. God is compassionate. One who learns Torah should recognize that God is good. Even they, the prophet is lamenting, they don't know me. They are not taking note at all. Who am I? If they would take note, undoubtedly they would be swift to repent and return to God in any way. And they'd rely on the fact that God is so merciful and kind that undoubtedly God will accept them back. As the prophet taught, אם תשוב ישראל נאום השם אליי תשוב כי חסיד אני נאום השם לא אתור לעולם. If you repent and return to me, God says, I'll take you back, for I am kind and I will not hold vengeance against you forever. I'll take you back. So the Chafetz Chaim taught us today that when we look at the Torah and we view the mitzvos, we have to recognize that the mitzvos stem from the fact that God is good, God's kindness. When we read the mitzvos about how the Torah tells us to be kind to our fellow men, we have to remember who commanded these mitzvos. And in the footnote that we learned today, the Chafetz Chaim pointed out that this is alluded to in the verse by Yirmiyahu, that Jeremiah is lamenting, even those that hold on to the Torah don't know me. They don't take note of the fact that I am kind and I want what's good for them. If you're learning Torah, you should recognize that the mitzvos teach us to be good people. They must stem from God, who is good in essence. God is the source of good, and that's why he gave us these commandments, that we too should be good people.